Accession number 29555, Mr. George Redhead, Reel 2. Now, what do you remember about the trip out then? You think it was about May 1942. What do you remember of the trip out? What ship were you on?
Strathmore.
So where did you go from? Gourock?
Liverpool. St. George Docks in Liverpool.
And what was it like on the boat?
Well, I enjoyed it. I liked sailing.
You weren't seasick then?
Yes, but that was going from Durban up to Egypt.
Now, so how far where were you aboard the boat? Were you with a draft or were you with a unit? Do you know what I mean? Was it a whole unit going or was it just a draft of drivers?
Oh no, it was a whole unit.
And you don't know what it was called? Just Royal Army Service Corps.
Yeah.
So what do you remember about that voyage out in convoy?
We went from Liverpool. To South Africa. No, I forgot where we pulled in at South Africa. And then we landed at Durban. And from Durban, we went up to Red Sea. And the canal, and we disembarked there and went to
where at? Is it Port Suez at that end?
Port Suez, yeah. To be Port Suez, wouldn't it? Yeah.
And what were your first impressions of Egypt then? You must have got there at what, June?
I think it was June, yeah.
What were your first impressions of Egypt?
Oh, I thought it was great.
What do you like about it?
Well, it was warm, and I don't know. Anyway, it weren't so bad.
So where did you go when you got ashore?
To a little camp called El Tahag. That was just behind the pyramids.
El Tahag.
El Tahag.
What was this camp? What were you doing there?
We were more or less just stationed there.
How did you acclimatise to get used to the climate? You know.
Oh, I had no problem. I took to it all right.
So, what were you actually doing there? Not much of anything from the sound.
Not much of anything. Just doing a bit of training.
What type of training?
Rifle training. Marching. And such like.
Did they give you any training on driving in the desert? Because it's quite difficult.
No, I never got any training for the desert. It sort of just come to us, you know.
So, what happened next then? You weren't there that long, from the sound of it.
No.
So, what happened next?
Oh, we went up the desert. Hellfire Pass, and then they were retreating at that time.
This is in June then, 1942. They did retreat in June 1942.
Yeah.
Back from the Battle of Gazala, towards past Tobruk and back to Al Alamein. Would that be right?
That's right, yeah.
Now, you met them at where? Hellfire?
Hellfire Pass.
Where's that?
It was near Tobruk. There was Hellfire. You went up Hellfire Pass and down Saloon Pass.
And what happened? So you were driving that way.
Yeah.
When did you become aware that there was retreat?
I think it would be June, wouldn't it?
It would be. That sounds right,
yeah. We started retreating and went down to El Alamein.
Now, what happened when you met them? I mean, were they retreating when you met them?
Yeah.
Now, what do you remember of that retreat? Were you still driving your Bedfords, three-ton Bedfords?
Yes, I were, yeah. What do I remember about that? I remember someone asking a padre when we were going to stop, you know, retreating. And he said, we're going to stop at a little place called El Alamein. And we did.
Now, how did you find it driving in the desert? Tell me about what are the skills you need to drive in a desert?
Well, we used to get stuck in the sand, didn't we? And it was no good giving a lot of revs. It just sort of take it just steady. But I don't think there's any skill to it.
So, anything else you had to watch for in the desert when you were driving?
No, I don't think so.
So what happened when you got back to El Alamein?
Well, we hung about a lot until Montgomery took over.
So what kind of duties were you doing? What duties were you doing?
Just guarding.
Guarding what?
Any army properties.
So they weren't using you as drivers at that time?
No, I don't think so.
And what were the conditions?
Was that the wife?
It is, yes. Mm. What about the... What were you sleeping in?
I think they'll be sleeping under wagons or anything like that.
What about food there in the desert? What rations were you getting up there?
With them air packs.
The what packs?
Air packs.
What were they? Explain what they were.
Well, it was A, B and C packs.
Oh, this is compo.
Yeah, that's right.
So what was in your A pack then?
Oh, that was a good deal, that was best.
Why was it the best?
What was the best of food in there and cigarettes. You had about 3 cigarettes a piece. And luxury stuff, you know.
So that's what about water? Was there enough water?
Well, we had plenty of water, I think, yeah. We never run short of water.
What about the latrines? What were they like in the desert? How did you manage for latrines?
Oh, they called them a desert rose.
What's that?
Well, it was a 4-gallon tin, you know, petrol tin, and it was dug into the sand. And then there was another one sort of tilted into it, and it had holes in it, and that was your urinal, and we called it the desert rose.
And what about the, do you have thunder boxes or what do you do for the other?
Just a spade.
You just went into the desert with it and buried it?
Yeah.
Now, so what happened next then? You're doing these guard duties, waiting for Montgomery, as you put it.
Yeah.
What happened then? That's till October, I suppose.
Mm-hmm.
Anything happen? Were you ever attacked by Stukas or anything?
Oh, yes.
When?
Yeah. Just before the El Alamein attack. And
tell me what happened.
Come over at about 7 o'clock in the morning, and Stuka bombing us.
What was it like?
Oh, it was terrible noise was them Stukas, terrible. Mm. Yeah, they were really frightening.
So what would you do?
We just got down and hoped for the best. Because we had no shelter really, but we just had to hope for the best.
Did you dig in? Did you have slit trenches near where you were?
Yeah. Well, we had to dig them.
What were they like then?
A slit trench. Well, they were the shape of an L, weren't they? A shape of an L.
How deep?
What would you say? Three or four feet.
So you take shelter in them when the Stukas came?
Yeah.
Now, what do you remember of the big attack then?
Well, that was 10 minutes to 10. I think it was 10 minutes to 10. The barrage went up, and that was terrible.
And
it lasted about 10 days, 10 days and 10 nights.
What was it like?
Oh, it was really frightening with these here guns, you know. Because I do believe there's about 300 guns all opened up together, and it lasted 10 days and 10 nights. And then we moved up after the battle, you know.
Now, what were you doing in the battle? Just still staying behind?
Yeah. And then we moved up through our minefields. And I think they were...
What happened next?
Well, after the 10 days, we moved up to Sidi Barani. I think it was Sidi Barani. And then after that, it was good going, more or less, for our tanks and that.
So what were you doing? You now back in your Bedfords, were you?
Yeah. Well, we were supplying ammunition to the guns, and because I was in 8th Armoured Division then.
So you were with the 8th Armoured, as you were the Royal Army Service Corps element of the 8th Armoured.
Yeah.
And so who were you taking you're taking ammunition to who? What was your job? Tell me what you'd do.
We were taking them to the tanks and to the infantry. And to the big guns. Mm.
So where would you get the ammunition from? How far back would you go?
Oh, not very far. A few miles, I suppose. But not very far.
And that would be from a dump?
Yeah.
Now, anything you remember about this? Any stories that give us an idea of what it was like?
No, I don't really think I have.
So what happened next then? They're advancing quick through the desert.
Oh, they were advancing.
What's the next thing you remember? Don't worry if you don't remember it all.
Well, the war finished on the desert.
So you don't remember anything about rest, about the advance through the desert, you know, to Tripoli and the rest of it, Tunisia?
Well, I remember going up to Tripoli and Benghazi. But it was just supplying.
Okay. And you weren't attacked by Stukas or anything again?
Well, we were attacked quite often in convoy.
By Stukas? Or what?
No, just ordinary planes.
What was it like during one of their attacks?
A little bit frightening.
So then what happened next that you remember? That you don't remember much more, because the war came an end in May 43. There, I mean, that's when the Germans surrendered in North Africa sometime.
Yeah.
So what happened then?
We invaded Italy. But when the war finished on the desert, we were pushed into the 56th London Infantry Division.
Again, as just as Royal Army Service Corps.
The Royal Army Service Corps, yeah. And,
so you left it. The other division was the 7th, was it?
No, the 8th Armoured, yeah.
Sorry, that's my memory. So you're now with 56 Div, doing the same job, though?
Yeah, supplying for a while.
And what do you remember of the time in Italy?
We were landed at Salerno. First.
What do you remember of that? That's September 43. Anything about that?
Well, we landed on the beaches. Some of our wagons got through, some didn't.
What was causing the casualties?
Quite a few casualties.
Caused by what, though? German artillery, or what?
Well, I think it would be bombing.
Did you have any close escapes then, or were you lucky?
I was lucky. And
what's the next thing you remember in Italy?
We were only on there about a fortnight, and we're taken back again to Egypt, and then we landed again at Salerno.
Again at Salerno.
No, Anzio.
Anzio.
It was Salerno's
the one in September.
That's right. And then we landed at Anzio.
Now, what do you remember about that? That's quite a rough affair. What do you remember?
Very rough, yeah.
What do you remember about it? Tell us as much as you can remember.
Well, they made what they call a Jeep column.
What's a Jeep column?
Well, there were Jeeps, and we had to go as far up as we can, you know, up into the hills, to infantry. And that's where I lost my mate.
So you were driving Jeeps. Now, what were you taking in the Jeeps?
Ammunition. Small arms. Taking it to the infantry.
Now, tell me what happened to your friend.
Well, it was at the River Garigliana.
Now, that's not Anzio.
No.
Is this before Anzio? Or after, you're not sure. It's all right, it's tricky, it's very tricky to remember.
You get mixed up, don't you?
You do. I think that's before Anzio, but we'll see. Tell me what happened to your friend, we'll treat it separately. Do you see what I mean? What happened to your friend at the Garigliano?
Well, we crossed the river and we hadn't got so far up. I think it was called, and the motor fire came over and it dropped right at the side of his Jeep, and he was wounded in his side, and he never came into action again.
So he wasn't killed?
He wasn't killed, no. But it got him in his side, and he was convalescent all the time until he went home.
Were you nervous under that sort of mortar or shell fire?
Oh, yeah.
How did you feel inside?
Yes, you were frightened.
Did it ever get any easier, or did it get worse?
Well, he got more used to it.
So it got easier?
You know, easier, yeah.
So what happened there? What happened to Anzio then? What do you remember of that?
Oh, Anzio. It was Salerno and then Anzio, wasn't it?
I think so, yes. Well, yes. Were you still doing these Jeep columns?
Yes, we're still on the Jeep column. We're taking more or less supplies, you know, to the infantry. That's what we were doing. So it was a bit, so you can imagine it was a bit rough.
Were there any German weapons you particularly didn't like? I mean, mortars, you know.
Well, we didn't like them Spanders.
Why not?
You know, the guns. I think they're a bit rapid.
What about the German 88s?
Oh, yeah.
Or Moaning Minis, did you get them?
We got 88 millimetres on the Tigers, didn't we? The Tiger tank.
Any stories that, you know, give us an idea of what it was like?
No, I don't think I have.
Okay. So what happened next then? After Anzio.
Oh, went over to the other side of Italy. What they call that river, the sea.
The Po? The Adriatic Sea.
Adriatic. Went over to the Adriatic side, and we stayed there. Oh, I think we were with the Americans, Fifth Army, for a while there.
That's probably American before that. How did you get on with the Americans? I mean, did you? What do you think of the Americans?
Oh, they're a bit mouthy, weren't they?
You didn't like them much.
Yes, they were all right. Yeah.
So you were friendly enough with them?
Oh yes, yeah.
So what happened on the Adriatic side then?
I went right up the coast side, right up to Trieste.
Any close escapes?
No, I don't think so.
Still doing the same job, jeeps mainly.
Yeah.
You weren't driving your lorries anymore then?
Well, occasionally, yeah, but the jeep column, you see, it was there for, you see, I mean, we could get a jeep where we couldn't get a three-ton wagon.
Now, what did you think of the jeep? Tell me about the jeep, because people, you know jeeps, but a lot of people now, they're not, you don't see them anymore. What was so good about a jeep? Why did you like it so much?
Oh, it was good. It was four-wheel drive. And it could nearly go anywhere. It could nearly go anywhere. Through water, uphills, downhills. And they would pull a 25-pounder gun. They were that powerful.
Reliable?
Oh, yes, very reliable.
Didn't break down, then?
No.
What were they like to drive? You know, some things are a good drive, some things aren't. Were they a good drive?
Oh, yes.
Now you're laughing. What was so good about them?
Well, when it was open, you know, everything was open. And you could have a bit of fun with them, you know.
Flinging them about?
Yeah.
How much could you carry? I mean, I know you could pull a 25-pounder, but could you get a decent load on board?
Well, small arms. They were only small arms, three or threes. We'll probably get one, two, three, four, maybe five.
Boxes.
Five crates of three or threes, you know.
That's quite a lot of ammunition.
Oh, it is, yeah.
But you wouldn't take hand grenades and things like that forward?
No, well, I don't think we did, no. And I don't think we had hand grenades.
And what was your personal weapon? Did you have a rifle or did you have a Sten as your personal weapon?
We had a rifle and a Sten gun.
So you'd take them both with you?
Yeah.
And which would you prefer? I'm sure. Did you ever have to use them, or you just have them as guards? You know?
Guards, yeah.
So you had both. And would you have a driver with you, or was it a one-man vehicle? The jeep.
Oh, there was two of us. There was two of us. There was a Sten gun. He's there to use it if we needed it.
So you had a co-driver. I mean,
a co-driver, yeah.
And his job, so he was to protect you then?
That's right, yeah.
Would you take turns in driving, or would you just do the driving?
I just did the driving. Yeah, I did just the driving.
So he'd be next to you to protect you?
Yeah.
And would you bring stretchers back on the way back or not?
No.
So you wouldn't bring the wounded back?
No.